everyone. This is Rose, and welcome back to the number one golf course in Texas. Yes, you are joining me from work. So I'm at the golf course right now, just being a little bit fucking lazy. No shame in that. Been working a really hard morning. We have like 20 minutes until lunch. And so I thought I would sit down and talk to you guys about the TNLA Expo, the little event winter workshop that I went to yesterday. So for those of you who don't know, TNLA stands for the Texas Nursery and Landscaping Association. And to renew my license for irrigation, I had to go and I was able to get 8 hours, credit hours, to put towards my education and my certification, my license that I have as an irrigator. So what this means is I drove into Houston. My boss was so nice and paid for my gas before I left. My boss paid for my class, and I got down into Houston the night before the expo that was yesterday. So I hit up Big Daddy, and we've been planning for a few weeks to see each other. So not last night, but Thursday night, we spent the night together, and I'm so happy because it's been forever since I've seen him. He had a little bit of a cough, which is kind of not super sexy when you go in to like kiss somebody and you're having a moment, and then he's like, pull, 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 like coughs in your face. But he's great. He's looking good, a little bit pudgy, but that's okay. This time of year, I think we're all a little bit chunky monkey right now. A little chubby bunny, if you know what I'm saying. But that's okay. I gained like 3 pounds since he's seen me, so, which was like 6 months ago, almost five. Is the last 5 months is like the last time we had sex, and then the last time we saw each other was probably 3 months ago. So it had been way too long. I've been missing him like crazy. He texted me and he's like, I'm missing you. I can't wait to see you. And it was just so wonderful to see him. We had a great connection. Amazing sex. And of course, and then when we spent the night together, sometimes I just love, like, he's such a cuddle bug, you know? And so we're always wrapped up in each other's arms. Like a pretzel. We're always so cute the way that we sleep together. Just always all over each other. And I always have the most vivid dreams about him and I when I sleep with him. And I don't know if I'm just like projecting this on myself, but I had more vivid dreams that he and I had a house together. We would go on vacations together. And it's always like the same thing. We always go to some kind of beach town with some like concert or some event on our vacation in my dream. And our house is always gorgeous. So I don't know if that's going to happen with him or not, or if that's just what I want with somebody else. But it was just wonderful to see him. And he made me breakfast in the morning. I'm like, oh, so sweet. And then I went to my class. I went to the expo. And when I was there, I was meeting up with one of my very, very good friends and owner of the company Ultrascape. And we attended the irrigation class together. It was wonderful to see him. And I wasn't expecting to see all of my other friends from the industry, but a lot of suppliers, people from other nurseries were there, and they had booths set up to like give stuff away, giving away like swag and merch. And also my friends from the irrigation supply companies were there, Hunter, Ewing, and Rainbird. And those guys are crazy. I love partying with those guys. They're just a really good time. I've known them for years now, like 3 years. I've been going to all these industry trade shows and different events, and they have customer appreciation events where we go to Topgolf. And one of the salespeople in one of the nurseries took me and my friend out to lunch, and I just like being wined and dined and treated the way that I'm supposed to be treated, as opposed to here at the country club when I'm basically given a shovel and told to work like a you know what until my hands bleed. But I'm used to that, like, respect, that bossly, like, networking and seeing everybody and going to the parties and the events and learning and talking about our industry. That's what I'm good at doing. I'm like the network queen. Okay. I love it. People love me. I love them. It's just my favorite thing to do. So I got a bunch of information and I was able to pass that along to my boss. I thought that he would be happier because I got a lot of wholesaling information as far as plants go. So we can buy, instead of buying from a retail or a nursery, we can buy from the grower, like if we need bushes or flowers or things like that. And I was really excited. He didn't seem to give a fuck about it, which is sad. He's just cold sometimes. He doesn't mean to be. But I'm just everyone's different, and I need to know that. I try and be as appreciative and as sweet as I possibly can all the time with everyone in my life. I try never to take people for granted. And not everyone is going to give you that same respect. Like, not everyone's going to treat me that way. And that's fine. Like I said, we're all different. We all have our own priorities. And my priority is just making other people feel special and happy and wanted and loved. And some people don't really think about other people, but that's fine. It takes all kinds, y'all. So I had a wonderful expo. Afterwards, I went to my favorite nursery and I saw my plant daddy, my mentor, and the greatest guy in the world, one of my best friends. I was able to see him and talk with him about Big Daddy. And I told him about the dreams and, you know, what my heart was kind of desiring. And he told me, girl, stop talking to him. Like, you need to stop. And he was so right. Yeah, he's like, Rose, if you keep talking to him, you're just going to continue to break your own heart more and more. And he's right, but I can't stop. So last night I called him to, like, go over what happened and thank him. And it was just so awkward because when I was leaving Big Daddy's penthouse, he walked me to my truck and there was somebody else in the parking lot. And he said, oh, thank you for last night, like, audibly so they could hear. It made me sound like a fucking prostitute. I'm like, oh, you're not allowed to say that. Don't thank me for coming over. I did it out of the kindness of my heart because I love you. You should just be like, it was good to see you. But maybe that's just him being nice. Again, it takes all kinds. What do I know? So that's what's been going on. I went to that expo, saw all my friends, saw Big Daddy, got some Duke. And it's just been a really, yesterday and the night before were wonderful. I got all the food that I've been wanting to get in the city. I saw my parents. They took me out to sushi. And I went to the nursery and got to live my best life, see all the plants. It was wonderful. So I guess I did everything I wanted to do, and now I'm back here, my slave life. And I'm just going to go back to being a slave, I guess. So, yeah, until I die. Thank you so much for tuning in on this quick little update. And whoever you're doing, whatever you're doing, do it with all of your heart. All right. Love y'all. Rose out. Oh, and before I forget, don't forget to hit me up on Instagram. Hi, I'm a sugar baby. Or email me at texasredrosehouston@gmail.com. Love hearing from you. Okay, love you. Bye.